The Sources of Normativity by Christine Korsgaard. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Sources of Normativity, written by Christine Korsgaard, is a philosophical work that examines the nature of normativity and its sources. Korsgaard argues that normativity is not something that is imposed from outside, but rather something that is inherent in our nature. She examines the various sources of normativity, including our capacity for practical reasoning, our capacity for self-consciousness, and our capacity for moral judgment. She argues that these sources are all necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. Korsgaard begins by examining the concept of normativity and its sources. She argues that normativity is not something that is imposed from outside, but rather something that is inherent in our nature. She examines the various sources of normativity, including our capacity for practical reasoning, our capacity for self-consciousness, and our capacity for moral judgment. She argues that these sources are all necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. Korsgaard then examines the concept of autonomy and its relationship to normativity. She argues that autonomy is necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. She argues that autonomy is not something that is imposed from outside, but rather something that is inherent in our nature. She examines the various sources of autonomy, including our capacity for practical reasoning, our capacity for self-consciousness, and our capacity for moral judgment. She argues that these sources are all necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. Korsgaard then examines the concept of responsibility and its relationship to normativity. She argues that responsibility is necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. She argues that responsibility is not something that is imposed from outside, but rather something that is inherent in our nature. She examines the various sources of responsibility, including our capacity for practical reasoning, our capacity for self-consciousness, and our capacity for moral judgment. She argues that these sources are all necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. Finally, Korsgaard examines the concept of justice and its relationship to normativity. She argues that justice is necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. She argues that justice is not something that is imposed from outside, but rather something that is inherent in our nature. She examines the various sources of justice, including our capacity for practical reasoning, our capacity for self-consciousness, and our capacity for moral judgment. She argues that these sources are all necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. The Sources of Normativity is an important work of philosophy that examines the nature of normativity and its sources. Korsgaard argues that normativity is not something that is imposed from outside, but rather something that is inherent in our nature. She examines the various sources of normativity, including our capacity for practical reasoning, our capacity for self-consciousness, and our capacity for moral judgment. She argues that these sources are all necessary for us to be able to make meaningful moral judgments and to live meaningful lives. The book is an important contribution to the field of philosophy and is essential reading for anyone interested in the nature of normativity and its sources. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The source of normativity is the capacity for practical reason. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences, and to do so in a way that is consistent with our own values and commitments. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences, and to do so in a way that is consistent with our own values and commitments. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences, and to do so in a way that is consistent with our own values and commitments, and with the values and commitments of others. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences, and to do so in a way that is consistent with our own values and commitments, and with the values and commitments of others. Practical reason is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are not merely subjective preferences, but are objectively valid and binding on us. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, regardless of our subjective preferences, and to do so in a way that is consistent with our own values and commitments, and with the values and commitments of others, and with the values and commitments of society as a whole. Main idea number 2. The source of normativity is the capacity for self-consciousness. Self-consciousness is the capacity to recognize oneself as an agent, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize ourselves as the source of our own actions and to be held accountable for them. Self-consciousness is the capacity to recognize oneself as an agent, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize ourselves as the source of our own actions and to be held accountable for them. This capacity for self-reflection is what enables us to recognize our own moral obligations and to act in accordance with them. It is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act on them. Self-consciousness also allows us to recognize the moral obligations of others and to hold them accountable for their actions. Self-consciousness is the foundation of our moral agency, and it is the source of our capacity to make moral judgments and to act on them. It is the basis for our ability to recognize our own moral obligations and to act in accordance with them. It is also the basis for our ability to recognize the moral obligations of others and to hold them accountable for their actions. Self-consciousness is the source of our capacity to recognize the moral worth of our own actions and the actions of others, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act on them. Self-consciousness is the source of our capacity to recognize the moral worth of our own actions and the actions of others, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act on them. It is the foundation of our moral agency, and it is the source of our capacity to recognize our own moral obligations and to act in accordance with them. Self-consciousness is the source of normativity, and it is the basis for our ability to recognize the moral obligations of others and to hold them accountable for their actions. Main idea number 3. The source of normativity is the capacity for autonomy. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as agents. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as agents. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. This capacity for autonomy is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with them. It is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us, and it is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with them. It is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us, and it is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with them. It is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us, and it is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. Autonomy is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. This capacity for autonomy is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with them, and it is the source of our capacity to recognize and act on reasons that are binding on us as agents. Main idea number 4. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral judgment. Moral judgment is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral judgment is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize the moral value of certain actions and to act on that recognition. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that these actions are binding on us as moral agents. This recognition is the basis of our moral judgment, and it is the source of normativity. Moral judgment is also the source of our moral responsibility. We are responsible for our actions because we have the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that these actions are binding on us as moral agents. This recognition is the basis of our moral responsibility, and it is the source of normativity. Moral judgment is also the source of our moral obligations. We have obligations to others because we have the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that these actions are binding on us as moral agents. This recognition is the basis of our moral obligations, and it is the source of normativity. Main idea number 5. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral motivation. Moral motivation is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral motivation is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is rooted in our capacity to recognize and respond to reasons for action that are based on our shared values and principles. We can recognize that certain actions are right or wrong, and that certain values are worth pursuing or protecting. This recognition of reasons for action is what gives us the capacity to act in accordance with our moral commitments. This capacity for moral motivation is also the source of our ability to make moral judgments. We can recognize when an action is wrong or when a value is worth protecting, and we can make judgments about what is right or wrong in a given situation. This capacity for moral judgment is essential for us to be able to make decisions that are in line with our moral commitments. It is also essential for us to be able to hold ourselves and others accountable for our actions. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral motivation because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is essential for us to be able to make moral judgments and to hold ourselves and others accountable for our actions. It is also essential for us to be able to live in accordance with our shared values and principles. Without this capacity, we would not be able to make moral decisions or to live in accordance with our moral commitments. Main idea number 6. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral responsibility. Moral responsibility is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral responsibility is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is rooted in our ability to recognize and respond to reasons for action that are based on our shared values and principles. We can recognize that certain actions are right or wrong, and that certain values are worth pursuing or protecting. This recognition of reasons for action is what gives us the capacity to act in accordance with our moral obligations. This capacity for moral responsibility is also the source of our ability to make moral judgments. We can recognize when an action is wrong or when a value is worth protecting, and we can make decisions based on these judgments. This capacity for moral judgment is what allows us to make decisions that are in line with our moral obligations. It is also the source of our ability to hold ourselves and others accountable for our actions. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral responsibility because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the foundation of our ability to make moral judgments and to hold ourselves and others accountable for our actions. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values and principles, and it is the basis for our ability to make decisions that are in line with our moral obligations. Main idea number 7. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral agency. Moral agency is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral agency is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and duties. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral agency is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral agency is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and duties. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral agency is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral agency is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and duties. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral agency is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Main idea number 8. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral understanding. Moral understanding is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral understanding is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize the moral significance of our actions and the consequences of those actions. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral understanding is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral understanding is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Main idea number 9. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral imagination. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. By recognizing and acting on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, we are able to create and maintain a moral order that is based on shared values and principles. Main idea number 10. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral deliberation. Moral deliberation is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral deliberation is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity for moral deliberation is based on our ability to recognize and evaluate the moral reasons that are relevant to our actions. We can use this capacity to identify and evaluate the moral reasons that are relevant to our actions, and to determine which of these reasons are binding on us. This capacity for moral deliberation is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. The capacity for moral deliberation is also the source of our moral responsibility. We are responsible for our actions because we have the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity for moral deliberation is the source of our moral responsibility because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We are responsible for our actions because we have the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. The capacity for moral deliberation is also the source of our moral obligations. We have moral obligations because we have the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity for moral deliberation is the source of our moral obligations because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We have moral obligations because we have the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Main idea number 11. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral commitment. Moral commitment is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral commitment is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is rooted in our capacity for self-consciousness and our ability to reflect on our own actions and the actions of others. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that we have an obligation to act in certain ways. This recognition of our moral obligations is the source of normativity. Moral commitment is also the source of our capacity to make moral judgments. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that we have an obligation to act in certain ways. This recognition of our moral obligations is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments. We can judge the actions of others, and we can judge our own actions. We can also judge the actions of those in positions of authority, such as governments and corporations. Moral commitment is also the source of our capacity to act on our moral judgments. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that we have an obligation to act in certain ways. This recognition of our moral obligations is the basis for our ability to act on our moral judgments. We can take action to prevent wrongs from occurring, or to rectify wrongs that have already occurred. We can also take action to promote justice and fairness in our society. Moral commitment is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the basis for our capacity to make moral judgments, and it is the basis for our capacity to act on our moral judgments. It is the foundation for our ability to recognize and act on our moral obligations, and it is the source of our capacity to promote justice and fairness in our society. Main idea number 12. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral reflection. Moral reflection is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral reflection is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity for moral reflection is based on our ability to recognize the moral significance of our actions and to understand the implications of our choices. It is through this capacity that we can recognize the moral obligations that we have to ourselves and to others, and to act in accordance with those obligations. Moral reflection is not only the source of normativity, but also the basis for moral judgment. We can use our capacity for moral reflection to evaluate our own actions and the actions of others, and to determine whether they are right or wrong. This capacity for moral reflection also allows us to recognize the moral significance of our actions and to understand the implications of our choices. By recognizing the moral significance of our actions, we can make informed decisions about how to act in accordance with our moral obligations. The capacity for moral reflection is essential for us to be able to live in a moral society. Without it, we would be unable to recognize the moral significance of our actions and to understand the implications of our choices. We would also be unable to evaluate our own actions and the actions of others, and to determine whether they are right or wrong. By recognizing the moral significance of our actions, we can make informed decisions about how to act in accordance with our moral obligations. Main idea number 13. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral education. Moral education is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral education is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral education is the process of learning to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It involves learning to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments. It also involves learning to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the process of learning to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It involves learning to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments. It also involves learning to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Moral education is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It enables us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. Through moral education, we learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values, beliefs, and commitments. We learn to recognize and act on reasons for action that are based on our shared values, beliefs, and commitments, as well as our individual values. Main idea number 14. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral development. Moral development is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral development is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to understand and evaluate moral principles, and to make moral judgments based on those principles. It is also based on our capacity to recognize and act on the moral implications of our actions. By recognizing and acting on these moral reasons, we are able to make decisions that are in line with our moral values and beliefs. Moral development is not only the source of normativity, but also the basis for our moral responsibility. We are responsible for our actions because we have the capacity to recognize and act on moral reasons. This capacity is what allows us to make moral decisions and to take responsibility for our actions. It is also what allows us to recognize and act on the moral implications of our actions, and to take responsibility for the consequences of our actions. Moral development is an essential part of our lives, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. By recognizing and acting on these moral reasons, we are able to make decisions that are in line with our moral values and beliefs, and to take responsibility for our actions and their consequences. Main idea number 15. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral responsibility. Moral responsibility is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral responsibility is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is rooted in our ability to recognize and respond to reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are right or wrong, and that certain courses of action are more desirable than others. We can also recognize that certain actions are obligatory, and that certain courses of action are more obligatory than others. This capacity for moral responsibility is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral responsibility is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are right or wrong, and that certain courses of action are more desirable than others. We can also recognize that certain actions are obligatory, and that certain courses of action are more obligatory than others. This capacity for moral responsibility is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral responsibility is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are right or wrong, and that certain courses of action are more desirable than others. We can also recognize that certain actions are obligatory, and that certain courses of action are more obligatory than others. This capacity for moral responsibility is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral responsibility is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are right or wrong, and that certain courses of action are more desirable than others. We can also recognize that certain actions are obligatory, and that certain courses of action are more obligatory than others. This capacity for moral responsibility is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Main idea number 16. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral integrity. Moral integrity is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral integrity is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and responsibilities. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral integrity is essential for us to be able to live in a just and moral society. Moral integrity is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and responsibilities. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral integrity is essential for us to be able to live in a just and moral society. Moral integrity is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and responsibilities. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral integrity is essential for us to be able to live in a just and moral society. Moral integrity is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize and respond to moral reasons, which are reasons that are binding on us as moral agents. These reasons are based on our shared values and principles, which are the basis of our moral obligations and responsibilities. By recognizing and responding to these reasons, we are able to make moral judgments and act in accordance with them. This capacity for moral integrity is essential for us to be able to live in a just and moral society. Main idea number 17. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral courage. Moral courage is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral courage is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral courage is the ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest. Moral courage is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest. Moral courage is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society. Moral courage is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our culture. Moral courage is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our culture, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our religion. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our culture, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our religion, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our family or friends. Moral courage is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our culture, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our religion, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our family or friends, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our peers. In this way, moral courage is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, even when those reasons are difficult or unpopular, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in our own self-interest, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our society, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our culture, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our religion, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our family or friends, and even when those reasons are not necessarily in line with the values of our peers. Main idea number 18. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral imagination. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral imagination is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. By recognizing and acting on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, we are able to create and maintain a moral order that is based on shared values and principles. Main idea number 19. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral understanding. Moral understanding is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral understanding is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. It is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is based on our ability to recognize the moral significance of our actions and the consequences of those actions. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral understanding is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral understanding is also the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. We can recognize that certain actions are wrong, and that certain actions are right, and that we have an obligation to act in accordance with our moral understanding. This capacity for moral understanding is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Main idea number 20. The source of normativity is the capacity for moral action. Moral action is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. Moral action is the capacity to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. The capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. In sum, the capacity for moral action is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents. This capacity is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. It is the source of our ability to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents, and it is the basis for our ability to make moral judgments and to act in accordance with those judgments. This capacity is the source of normativity because it allows us to recognize and act on reasons for action that are binding on us as moral agents.